Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 42, Special Incidents with Sanatan Goswami, Episode 3, Jagga is Only a New Boy. When Jagadananda Pandita and Sanatan Goswami sat together and began to discuss topics about Krishna, Sanatan Goswami submitted to Jagadananda the cause of his distress. I came here to diminish my unhappiness by seeing Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Lord Chaitanya has not allowed me to execute what was in my mind. And although I forbid him to do so, Lord Chaitanya nevertheless embraces me, and therefore his body becomes smeared with the discharges from my itching sores. So in this way, I am committing offenses at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, for which I shall certainly not be delivered. And at the same time, I cannot see Lord Jagannath. Oh, this is my great unhappiness. I came here for my benefit, but now I see that I am getting just the opposite. I do not know, nor can I ascertain, how there will be any benefit for me. My dear Sanatan, the most suitable place for you to reside is in Vrindavan. So after seeing the Rath Yatra festival, you can return there. Lord Chaitanya has already ordered both of you brothers to situate yourselves in Vrindavan. There you will achieve all happiness. So, your purpose in coming has been fulfilled, for you have seen the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, after seeing Lord Jagannath on the Rath Yatra car, you can leave for Vrindavan. Yes, my dear Jagadananda, you have certainly given me very good advice. Certainly I shall go to Vrindavan, for that is the place Lord Chaitanya has given me for my residence. After talking in this way, Sanatana Goswami and Jagadananda Pandit returned to their respective duties. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see Haridas and Sanatan. Haridas Thakur offered obeisances to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Lord Chaitanya embraced Haridas in ecstatic love. Sanatan Goswami offered obeisances and dandavats from a distant place, but Lord Chaitanya called him again and again to embrace him. Out of fear of committing offenses, Sanatan Goswami did not come forward to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya, however, went forward to meet Sanatan. But then, Sanatan Goswami backed away. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu caught Sanatan by force and embraced him. Sri Krishna Chaitanya took them both with him and sat down in a sacred place. Then, Sanatan Goswami, who was advanced in renunciation, began speaking. Oh, my Lord, I came here for my own benefit, but I see that I am getting just the opposite. I am unfit to render service. I simply commit offenses day after day. By nature, I am low-born. I am a contaminated reservoir of sinful activities. If you touch me, that will be a great offense on my part. And moreover, blood is running from infected itching sores on my body, smearing your body with moisture. But still, you touch me by force. Oh, my dear Sri Krishna Chaitanya, you do not have even a pinch of aversion to touching my body, which is in such a horrible condition. Now, because of this offense, everything auspicious will be vanquished for me. Therefore, I see that I will get nothing auspicious by staying here in Jagannath Puri. So kindly give me orders allowing me to return to Vrindavan after the Rathayatra festival. I have consulted Jagadananda Pandit for his opinion, and he has also advised me to return to Vrindavan. Hearing this, Lord Chaitanya began to chastise Jagadananda Pandit in an angry mood. Jaga is only a new boy, but he has become so proud that he thinks himself competent to advise a person like you. In affairs of spiritual advancement, and even in ordinary dealings, you are on the level of his spiritual master. And yet, not knowing his own value, he dares to advise you. Oh, my dear Sanatan, why, you are on the level of my advisor, for you are an authorized person. But Jaga wants to advise you? This is but the impudence of a naughty boy. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thus chastising Jagadananda Pandit, Sanatan Goswami fell down at Lord Chaitanya's feet. Oh, my Lord, now I can understand the fortunate position of Jagadananda. I can also understand my misfortune. No one in this world is as fortunate as Jagadananda. My dear Sri Krishna Chaitanya, you are making Jagadananda drink the nectar of affectionate relationships, whereas by offering me honorable prayers, you are making me drink the bitter juice of Nimba and Nishinda. It is only my misfortune that you have not accepted me as one of your intimate relations. But after all, you are the completely independent Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hearing this, Lord Chaitanya was somewhat ashamed. And just to satisfy Sanatan Goswami, Sri Krishna Chaitanya spoke the following words. My dear Sanatan, please do not think that Jagadananda is more dear to me than you. However, I cannot tolerate transgressions of the standard etiquette, for you are an experienced authority in the Shastras, whereas Jaga is just a young boy. Why, you have the power to convince even me in many places, and you have already convinced me about ordinary behavior and devotional service. Jaga's advising you is intolerable for me. Therefore, I am chastising him. I offer you praise not because I think of you as being outside of an intimate relationship with me, but because you are actually so qualified that one is forced to praise your qualities. Although one has affection for many persons, different types of ecstatic love awaken according to the nature of one's personal relationships. You consider your body dangerous and awful, but I think that your body is like nectar. Actually, your body is transcendental, never material. You are thinking of your body, however, in terms of a material conception. And even if your body were material, still I could not neglect it, for the material body should be considered neither good nor bad. King Bhadram Kim Abhadram Va Dvaitasya Vastuna Kiyat Vachoditam Tad Anritam Manasa Dhyatam Evacha. Anything not conceived in relationship to Krishna should be understood to be maya, illusion. None of the illusions uttered by words or conceived within the mind are actually factual. Because illusion is not factual, there is no distinction between what we think is good and what we think is bad. When we speak of the absolute truth, such speculations do not apply. Dvaite bhadra abhadra jnana
শবম
মনোধর্ম,
এই ভাব, এই মন্ডা, এই শব ব্রহ্ম।
ইন দিস মেটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড কনসেপশনস অফ গুড অ্যান্ড ব্যাড আর অল মেন্টাল স্পেকুলেশনস, দেয়ারফোর সেইং দিস ইজ গুড অ্যান্ড দিস ইজ ব্যাড ইজ অল আ মিস্টেক।
বিদ্যা বিনয় সম্পন্নে ব্রাহ্মণে গবি হস্তনি শুনি চৈব স্বপাকে চ পণ্ডিতাঃ সমদর্শনঃ।
The humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge, sees with equal vision a learned and gentle brahmana, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and even a dog-eater.
Jnana vijnana triptatma kutastho vijitendriyah yukta it yuchyate yogi sama loshtrashma kanchanah.
One who is fully satisfied with their acquired knowledge, and which is applied practically in one's life, who is always determined and fixed in his or her spiritual position, who completely controls the senses, and who sees pebbles, stone, and gold to be on the same level, is understood to be a perfect yogi. And so, my dear Sanatan, since I am in the renounced order, my duty is to make no distinctions, but instead to be equipoised. My knowledge must be equally disposed toward sandalwood pulp and dirty mud. And so, for this reason, my dear Sanatan, I cannot reject you. For if I hated you, I would be deviating from my occupational duty.
Then Haridas Thakur said, O my dear Lord, what you have spoken deals with external formalities. I do not accept it.
My Lord, we are all fallen, but you have accepted us due to your attribute of being merciful to the fallen. This is well known all over the world.
Now listen, Haridas and Sanatan. I am speaking the truth about how my mind is attached to you. My dear Haridas and Sanatan, I think of you as my little boys who are to be maintained by me. And the maintainer never takes seriously any faults of the maintained. I always think of myself as deserving no respect, but because of affection, I always consider you to be like my little children. Now when the child passes stool and urine which touch the body of the mother never hates the child. On the contrary, she takes much pleasure in cleansing the child. The stool and urine of the maintained child appear like sandalwood pulp to the mother. Similarly, when the foul moisture oozing from the itches of Sanatan touches my body, I have no hatred for him.
Haridas Thakur then replied, My dear Sri Krishna Chaitanya, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you are most merciful toward us. No one can understand what is within your deeply affectionate heart. Why, you embraced the leper Vasudev, whose body was fully infected with worms. You were so kind that in spite of his condition, you embraced Vasudev, and by embracing him, you made his body as beautiful as that of Cupid. No, we cannot understand the waves of your mercy.
Just try to understand, Haridas and Sanatan. The body of a devotee is never material. It is considered to be transcendental, full of spiritual bliss.
Diksha kale bhakta kare atma samarpana, she kale krishna tare kare atma sama.
At the time of initiation, when a devotee fully surrenders unto the service of the Lord,
At that time, Krishna accepts one to be as good as himself. And when the devotee's body is thus transformed into spiritual existence, the devotee, in one's transcendental body, renders service to the lotus feet of the Lord. Martyo yada tyakta samasta karma nivedita-tma vichikirshito me tadamri tatvang pratipadyamano mayatma bhuyaya chakalpate vai. When the living entity who is subjected to birth and death gives up all material activities, dedicating one's life to Krishna for executing Krishna's order, and thus acts according to Krishna's direction, at that time one reaches the platform of immortality and becomes fit to enjoy the spiritual bliss of exchange of loving mellows with Krishna. So somehow or other, Krishna manifested these itching sores on the body of Sanatana Goswami and sent him here just to test me. And if I hated Sanatana and had not embraced him, well, certainly I would have been chastised for offenses to Krishna. Sanatana Goswami is one of the associates of Krishna, so there could not be any bad odor from his body. On the first day that I embraced him, I could smell the aroma of chattusama, a mixture of sandalwood pulp, camphor, aguru, and musk. In fact, however, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced the body of Sanatana Goswami, by the Lord's touch alone, there was manifest a fragrance exactly like that of sandalwood pulp. My dear Sanatan, do not be aggrieved, for when I embrace you, I actually get great pleasure. So stay with me at Jagannath Puri for 1 year, and after that I shall send you to Vrindavan. And after saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again embraced Sanatana Goswami. Immediately, Sanatana's itches disappeared, and his entire body resembled the color of gold. Seeing the change, Haridas Thakur, greatly astonished, then told Lord Chaitanya, "Now I see. This is your pastime, my lord. You made Sanatana Goswami drink the water of Jharikhanda, and you actually generated the consequent itching sores on his body. After thus causing these itching sores, you then examined Sanatana. No one can understand your transcendental pastimes." After embracing both Haridas Thakur and Sanatana Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his residence. Then, both Haridas Thakur and Sanatana Goswami, in great ecstatic love, began to describe Sri Krishna Chaitanya's transcendental attributes. In this way, Sanatana Goswami stayed under the care of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, discussing the transcendental qualities of Lord Chaitanya with Haridas Thakur. And after they saw the Dola Yatra festival, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Sanatana Goswami fully about what to do in Vrindavan and then bade him farewell. The scene of separation which took place when Sanatana Goswami and Lord Chaitanya took leave of one another is so piteous that it cannot be described herein. Recorded March 21, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Ooh.
Udila Aruna Urabha Bhage Dwijamani Gora Amani Jage Bakata Samuha Loya Shate Gila Nagara Braje Ujila Aruna Urababhage Dwijamani Gora Amane Jage Bakata Samuha Loya Shate Gilan Nagara Braji Udila Aruna Urababhage Dwijamani Gora Amane Jage Bhakata Samuha Loya Shate Gila Nagana Braji Nitai Goranga Nitai Goranga Nitai Goranga Nitai Goranga Gora Hari Jaya Gora Hari 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
When the rising sun appeared in the east, the jewel of the twice-born, Lord Gaurasundara, awakened, and taking his devotees with him, went all over the countryside towns and villages.